What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 24th, 2020, getting into the week here. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in, put you on the air with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions here. So let's get right on into it. Right now, over in the Congress, that grand asylum for the aged and helpless, they're still thrashing back and forth on the coronavirus stimulus bill. But as of last report, it looks like the Democrats and Schumer are backing off, pushing Nancy Pelosi's bill. They have been subjected to a tremendous amount of criticism and ridicule because most of the bill has got absolutely nothing to do with coronavirus and its impact on the economy. They got things in there like they want tax credits for solar panels. It's basically this, you know, fairy tale list of all the things the Democrats want, and it's going to be a must-pass bill, and they're desperate to not pass the bill that came from the White House, but it looks like they're backing down. And the reason for that obviously has to do with keeping the stock market up. Now, the stock market had a really good day today. The Dow is up 2,093. And if they don't pass this bill, I mean, they've had all these votes and it's failed all the time. If they don't pass this thing, there will be a major crash tomorrow. That's just the way that that's going to be. Meanwhile, of course, the lockdowns are continuing. Although I was listening to Donald Trump's press conference a little earlier today, and it looks like he's starting to change his tune. He's pulling back from the lockdown, keep everybody separate, and now he's starting to talk about getting the economy going again. Of course, it's an either-or situation, and you know the White House is the hottest kitchen there is in the world. And no matter what he does, people are going to complain. But then, Donald, you wanted the job, and this is part of what that job is going to be, making decisions that a lot of people are not going to like. So they're already talking about restarting the economy. They're talking about lifting the restrictions on businesses and people. And, of course, the World Health Organization is saying, well, this is just going to spark a new surge of the coronavirus infections, which is going to happen anyway. Even with all the lockdowns, this thing is spreading. They can't contain it. All they can do is hope that they're going to come up with a cure for it that isn't worse than the disease itself. And apparently all of these quinone derivatives that they're starting to use and test and evaluate have a problem with retinopathy. In other words, they can damage your eyesight. So more wonderful things from Big Pharma here. At midnight tonight, Indiana goes on lockdown. All non-essential businesses have to shut down. Our bank has already closed its lobby. And obviously, the food stores will still be open. Apparently, the liquor stores will still be open. That's considered essential. But other things like the hardware store and Dollar General and all the rest of that are probably going to be closed. So, and, of course, we all have to stay home. Of course, but if you really think about it, how often do you get to save humanity by sitting on your rear end watching television all day? So, anyway, out in Hawaii, they've imposed a 14-day mandatory quarantine on all arriving people. And if you have a home in Hawaii, they want you to stay in your home for 14 days. If you are a tourist coming to visit Hawaii, they want you to stay in your hotel room. That's going to kill what's left of tourism out there in Hawaii. And I mentioned the other day, I have some friends on the island who were being treated by a doctor who went to a medical conference where he was exposed to COVID-19. And today I found out they've now been given the COVID-19 test. It'll be a week before they get the results. So Maui apparently is closed. A lot of the major carriers have canceled their flights going to Hawaii. And so it's going to be rough over there. And you know what's really ironic? Only a few weeks ago, the locals there in Hawaii were complaining there were too many tourists and it was taking up the beaches and taking up all these other venues and the indigenous people really couldn't enjoy it. Well, now you can. Now you can. You got it all to yourself now. So it's a lesson. Be careful what you wish for. Okay, over in Europe, you know, everybody is out of supplies already. And we're finding out that in a lot of cases, all these supplies were used up back in 2009 for the when pigs fly flu, and they were not restocked. And everyone's trying to say, you know, Donald Trump dropped the ball and he wasn't getting our protective gear. But it turns out it was the Obama administration following the 2009 when pigs fly flu who said, man, we don't need to restock all that stuff. And Cuomo was on the air a little while ago complaining about how there are emergency stockpiles held by the federal government of things like ventilators and masks that are not being released. And he's absolutely right, they should be. And he's apparently impressing a lot of people with how he's handling this. He certainly seems to be far more on the ball than Joe Biden's attempt to have his own coronavirus briefings from his home, which apparently he fumbled. Anyway, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. But over in Europe, they're starting to modify trash bags as hazmat suits. That's how desperate they are. They're taking trash bags, cutting them apart, putting them back together with sticky tape, trying to use those as makeshift biohazard suits. I certainly hope it works. I certainly hope it works. All righty. COVID-19 shatters the facade of European Union, and that's because all of the member states of the European Union are starting to close their borders to try and slow the spread of COVID-19. And I don't think it's going to work. I think it's pretty much everywhere already. And again, the big unknown is the fact that apparently, according to a study that came out of China, one-third of the people walking around with COVID-19 don't know they've got it. They're not symptomatic. They don't know that they're sick. They don't know that they're contagious. And that is really going to mess up trying to get a handle on this thing. All righty. Russian military planes are carrying medics and equipment to Italy to help combat the COVID-19 pandemic. They have sent seven of their military transport planes, these big, gigantic Condor planes. They're magnificent aircraft there. For a while, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle where Poland was saying that the Russians couldn't use their airspace, but apparently at the last second, the Polish government came back and said, yeah, of course, this is mercy mission. The, you know, this is not war, and you can use our airspace to get down there. So that worked out very, very well. It is amazing in the face of, well, not amazing, but gratifying that in the face of this crisis, we're starting to see some of the old hostilities fade away, where everybody's saying, look, we've got a real problem now. Forget about this make-believe hostility between East and West and rich and poor and industrialized and third world. You know, we've got to deal with this crisis. And so maybe when this is all over, people will look back and say, why did we allow ourselves to get suckered into that whole thing in the first place? Because I remember after the Berlin Wall came down and you know, the old Soviet Union went away, and we were all buddy-buddy. And it worked. It was working out great. It was working out great for the American people. It was working out great for the Russian people. And then all of a sudden, some politician said, we need a new enemy. We've got to have an enemy to scare the American people into obedience and paying higher taxes and spending it all on things that go boom in the night. Over in Jordan, people who are caught outdoors without a really, really good reason risk a year in prison. This is an unprecedented nationwide curfew, and they've got basically confirmed cases approaching 100, not a lot, but they're expecting the numbers to rise rapidly. So Jordan blew sirens at the start of the nationwide curfew, limiting the mobility of its 10 million citizens indefinitely to combat the spread of coronavirus. And if you are caught outside, it's round the clock. If you're caught outside without a really, really good reason, you know, you can, they'll put you in jail. That's how serious they are about it. Here in Indiana, the radio commercial is already out there saying that essential travel out of your home is to go to the grocery store if you haven't already stocked up. To go to the liquor store, which is considered essential, but everything else is pretty much shut down. Anyway, Pakistan has confirmed 477 coronavirus cases, 104 just in the last 24 hours. It's an exponential curve. I'm going to try and get through the coronavirus stuff and get on to other stuff really, really quick, but it does dominate the news cycle here. Anyway, they're considering going into an extreme shutdown down in New Zealand. And the Prime Minister's former chief science advisor, Sir Peter Gluckman, is warning the government it needs to do more to respond to COVID-19. And he tweeted out, the evidence is mounting that the best thing New Zealand could do is make the hard decision to go into an extreme shutdown. But again, the other day, the World Health Organization came on out and said the lockdowns aren't really going to do anything except create a false sense of security. Okay, now then. We're seeing a story, and again, this is from New Zealand. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has lifted the country's alert status to level 3, and they're predicting it'll be level 4 in just 48 hours. And they're saying that once you detect the COVID-19, it moves very, very quickly, and that's why they're going to do this. Everybody's hitting the panic button here. Over in Berlin, the streets are pretty much deserted. Germany has introduced stricter measures amid the pandemic. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is in quarantine right now, I should point out, has ramped up measures to combat the coronavirus outbreak, effectively banning gatherings of more than two people across Germany unless they are related or live together. Oh. And again, going back to that article we talked about yesterday, we don't really know. We don't have accurate information. We really, really don't here. Now, here's the counterexample. I just got done saying maybe some of these old hostilities will go away in the face of the crisis. Not all of them, though. And the counterexample here is apparently the International Monetary Fund is refusing to loan money to Venezuela to deal with COVID-19. It's clearly a political decision to increase pressure on that country to knuckle under to demands from the United States of America, which I think constitutes biological warfare. Do what we say or we're going to let the coronavirus get you. Anyway, another little situation here is apparently the blood type that you have impacts how severely COVID-19 will affect you. And people with blood type O seem more resistant to coronavirus. And unfortunately, people with blood type A are more vulnerable to COVID-19, which includes, unfortunately, yours truly. I'm still healthy. I'm still feeling fine. There is more than 6 feet between myself and you, so you're safe here. New York City officials have published a guide to intimacy during the COVID-19 pandemic, including the advice, this is not a good time for having orgies. Ah, those New Yorkers, what can I tell you? Meanwhile, transgender individuals are getting seriously upset that gender reassignment surgeries are deemed non-essential. And I think they're being a little bit silly because no matter how much they want it, that doesn't make it essential. Right now, hospitals are canceling non-essential services and procedures to make way for the coronavirus patients here. In fact, I was scheduled for a medical test next Monday. That's now been put on hold. So, but apparently the transgenders are just really upset saying, you know, that it is essential that I get something snipped off. Okay, story that is coming on out of domagood.com. Apparently, police are going to start using drones with night vision cameras to patrol neighborhoods and catch people breaking the stay-at-home rules. That's really getting into George Orwell, if you ask me. So the World Health Organization is getting ready to try experimental treatments on the coronavirus. 10 countries have committed to participating. The United States is not one of them. They're calling it the Solidarity Trial. We'll see researchers from several countries compare the effects of different drugs on the infectious disease. And I would suspect that the United States wants to come up with their own and then market it to the rest of the world. But President Trump is sending hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pax to New York City for drug trials, which is now considered the U.S. epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Remember when it was Washington State? Then, oh my goodness, Washington State, they had all of those cases. They still have a lot of cases, but apparently it is really racing out of control in New York City, especially because of that tight urban environment. And everyone's saying, stay 6 feet apart from each other. Well, you can't do that on the subways. You just absolutely cannot. Public transportation right now is a negative. Crammed together on buses, crammed together on trains, crammed together on commuter jets. Now, everybody is using the crisis, the COVID-19 crisis, to push whatever agenda they're pushing at that particular moment. And apparently, the Department of Justice is seeking the authority to detain people indefinitely without trial. They want to suspend habeas corpus. And they want to be able to go directly to chief judges and simply say, we need to detain this person during the emergency. That is a little bit scary. A major power grab. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You brought up Andrew Cuomo in New York there, and I got to admit, I mean, I can't stand him. I remember I left New York. I'm an ex-New Yorker. Him and his, if you want your guns, get out. Get out of my state. If you're against abortion, get out. Get out of my state. So, I mean, I want to preference it that I hate the guy in that regard. But I can separate my hatred for somebody with my observations of him. And, man, he's a smooth operator. I mean, you watch his pretty much daily coronavirus speeches or whatever you want, meetings, and he's slick. I mean, he's doing a great job in his communication ability, his calmingness, you know, making people calm, and his information. I mean, I got to say, in this instance, he's really come up, and it's almost a shame that he didn't, I mean, the Democrats can't throw Biden over the side and have him run for president. I mean, maybe there's something in his background.
Exactly.
I don't know.
There's actually talk about that right now, that since it is entirely possible it's going to go to a brokered convention anyway, that Cuomo may be put on in and be the Democratic candidate. And he would definitely give Donald Trump a run for his money.
Well, I think if this coronavirus thing pans out and Trump gets the country back to work and it turns out to be not as severe as we think, Trump's going to reap a lot of rewards politically, but that can be negated, just like you say, by the Democrats by having a brokered convention and putting Cuomo in, because Cuomo's also going to reap a lot from this crisis politically. So in a way, although if everything works out well, which everybody hopes, then Trump will be in really good position to just beat Biden like a red-haired stepchild. But Cuomo would negate all that, because Cuomo's going to come out, if this thing, you know, does calm down, he's going to come out really smelling like a rose. And as much as I can't stand the guy, I mean, he really, he's got a very good personality for this crisis. He's really, of all of them, and I've seen Pritzker and Newsom and, you know, DeSantis and a lot of the other ones. Boy, he's, Cuomo really is slick. I mean, he's got that nasal talk sometimes, but I know my mom is, like, really loving it. She says he calms her down, and, you know, and she's a good, indicator of you know, the Democratic mm-hmm. voter. I wanted to add one thing besides Cuomo, and that's Boeing. And, I mean, I'm this whole $2 trillion thing, you know, stimulus. We need a stimulus, and, you know, it's bound to happen. I mean, when you have a crisis, of course, the fascist Wall Street socialists and bankers are going to get their money somehow. They're going to blackmail us, get money.
Yeah, you know, they're going to get it. Joe, I got to put you on hold. We're going to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
How How'd you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, we have our hands out because Republic Broadcasting Network needs you. They need your help. Revenues are down, and I understand it. It's very hard for us to ask you to dip into your pocket because we know that you're all suffering right now with this horrible economy and the stock market going crazy. But we do need your help to stay on the air. So if you can help us, please do. And a very heartfelt thanks to those of you who've already donated and to those of you who are going to donate again. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, getting back to Joe in Tennessee, when the government starts talking about handing out a few trillion dollars, you're going to see a lot of people lining up trying to get a chunk of that money. And you're absolutely right. People who've already got money, they're going to be at the front of the line saying, we need some more. But something that you need to keep in mind, first of all, Trump is out there saying he wants to get all of this coronavirus over and done with and everybody back to work by Easter, April 12th. And it's a nice ambition. I hope he can do it. But the reality is that for corporations and businesses, these are not gifts. The money is a low interest loan, and they're going to have to pay it back somewhere down the road unless they politic their way out of that.
Well, I just my whole thing is there's a few very unpalatable companies I don't really want to see money go into without some changes. I mean, they Boeing is a big one in my book. You know, with their 737 fiasco, that space rocket they had that blew up, and then the worst thing is they have that one Boeing executive that attacked a female Trump supporter at the Willard Hotel. Remember that? I called you about that.
I remember that.
So to me, they can't just give Boeing like they've done before. They give them government low interest rate loans so that they buy their stock back with it. And so there's, I know they're going to give them money because Boeing's got a lot of power and a lot of workers, but they have to have some real strings attached. You know, put them in receivership or government management or, you know, stock ownership, or the different things that I really want to see. They should fire that executive, that one that attacked the Trump supporter at the Willard Hotel. Is he going to be getting a bonus? Is he getting government money? You know, and that's what bothers me about it. I don't really like this whole giving away money. I mean, I guess they're going to give us all a check. I mean, if I get a check, I'll send you guys a little bit. That's for sure.
Thank you.
But I don't know. I don't know what there'll be strings attached. And usually, when they give out money, middle class guys like me, working guys, we don't get it for some reason. You know, it always goes to the low end, the guys, the poor people that don't do anything. Or it goes to the rich people through, you know, interest-free loans and kickbacks in their stocks and all that kind of stuff. So I'd be very surprised if the Congress, Republican Congress, and the corporate Wall Street Democrats throw anything in there, like for a guy like me. But I'm not. To tell you the truth, I just don't want to see all these rotten companies get all this free money without any repercussions, without any kind of strings attached. I mean, make sure they keep the jobs. There's no more outsourcing of jobs to China. And make sure there's some strings attached for America. Not one penny should go to any kind of enterprise that's not in this country. Nothing. Now you could, you know, so I think that, and I'm sure they're not putting anything like that in there because they're rolling over. They're all owned by these same people. But that's why there's a problem with this. And it's, to me, it doesn't look like it's going to be much better than the whole TARP thing was in 2008, 2009. I was against that. And I have to say, I'm kind of against this. I think it's, you know, they sit there and they bring the market down and put a gun to our head, and next thing you know, they pass this stuff in a hurry, you know? It's all done in the middle, you know, written up in the middle of the night. We'll find out all the different goodies that are in there for everybody, but it won't be us, and it won't be the American worker, it won't be the populist. You know, it'll be for, you know, on the left, it'll go to, like, you know, the underclass and, you know, stupid things like global warming and gay this and that. And then on the right, it'll go to all the corporate people, the Chamber of Commerce Republicans. So, you know, they always do this. They talk about how it's going to help the small business and how it's going to help the working guy, and it never does. So if they wanted to help the working man have strings attached, you know, you can't outsource jobs. You can't use any of this money for overseas. But they won't. They never do. So, but once again, I got a hard time with Boeing, especially, like I said, that I've called you about Boeing two or three times complaining about them.
No, yes, you haven't. It's tragic to see such an iconic historic company under such terrible management. Anyway, Joe, I need to let you go. We got to take another break for commercial. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I guess Hawaii's got some company now, because over in Florida, Governor DeSantis has now imposed a 14-day quarantine on people arriving from New York. So, yeah, that's still out there. Apparently, they've got over 1,400 confirmed cases down there as well. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This depression and all of the stimulus package is on my mind. Plus, I have something else I wanted to say.
Okay, Kevin, we seem to be losing the phone connection.
Is that better?
Kevin? Yeah, much better.
Okay, what I don't understand is why we're going to shut the country down for 500 people dying. Here's a question. Why didn't we shut the country down for 500 dead babies that die every day due to Planned Parenthood? But what I really don't get, and Joe was talking about, you know, the stimulus package. Hey, Joe, One of the strings attached to this is a digital dollar. They want to do away with cash. That's a big string tied to this. And I don't know if you've read any of the things that the Democrats want in this bill, the little wish list, but that was just one of them. You know, and I will not follow any unconstitutional order or mandate that they try to make me do comply to a curfew, comply to being quarantined. I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to allow myself to consume the tyranny. Like, and I don't know how many other people think like I think, because this virus, you know, is not as deadly as what everybody thinks. We need to restart our economy and get people working again. Because if you don't, our numbers are going to go through the roof. It's going to make the Great Depression look like a cakewalk. I mean, you're talking 700 million people dead during the Great Depression with people that were self-sufficient. Now you're only talking about only 5% of the people now are self-sufficient. Shutting the economy down is way more worse and deadly than a virus.
Well, they may not be able to recover the economy. It may be too much damage has already been done. Whatever it is they're planning to have sent out in checks to ordinary people, it's not enough and it's way too late. So I don't know. I mean, like I said, Trump wants this all back up and running by Easter. It sounds good. I don't think he can do it.
You know, here's a couple other questions, and you don't have to answer these if you don't. But why the slow rollout? Why weren't we doing this months ago if this was so dangerous? Why this doesn't seem right? The response doesn't seem right at all to me. I mean, what else is really going on? I almost have to believe there's something else going on with how this is rolling out. I don't know. I don't know what it is or if it's anything, but something is really wrong. Like, I feel it in the air. I can smell it. It's just something's wrong, and it's unrelated to this virus. I mean, we do have a virus. We do have a disease. It's called politicians. You know, let's get rid of them. Let's get rid of that disease.
Got my vote.
But that's all I have to say for you, sir. I hope you have a great and wonderful day, and give Miss Claire the best.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. Okay, so apparently President Trump, in his latest coronavirus task force press briefing, everybody's out there doing press briefings. Biden was doing one. Apparently he fumbled it rather badly. And I want to insert here right now, there is no truth to the rumor that Joe Biden will be allowed to hide his own eggs for the Easter egg hunt. That's a completely bogus rumor, no truth to it whatsoever. Anyway, the National Guard has been activated to help New York, California, and Washington State, but they're still insisting there is no plan for a nationwide crackdown, curfew, lockdown, although more and more states are obviously doing it on their own here. Up in New York, the U.S. Army is busy converting hotels and dormitories to hospital rooms for the COVID-19 patients here. And apparently the number of confirmed cases in New York, just New York, not the whole country, but New York, 10,356. New York City has 6,211 of them. And again, it's that tight urban environment. And it's all well and good to say maintain 6 feet of separation, which you can do out on the sidewalk or the streets that are deserted, but you can't do that in the subways, you can't do it in the buses, you can't do it in the elevators. And again, knowing that the virus can survive on surfaces for hours, I mean, just think about those elevator buttons. And I mentioned the other day, Claire and I got a pizza from the local pizza place, and every time somebody came in or out that door, they were over there with the disinfecting wipes on that door. That's how serious they're taking this whole situation here. But apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans to take over as many as 10,000 hotel rooms, college dormitories, and other spaces. They're turning the Javits Center into a triage hospital as well. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. First off, I think that Kevin is right in his assertion that the economy is more dangerous in the long term than anything else, and that we need to start getting people to work. Maybe they break down the data and maybe keep the over 60s at home and find some way to compensate them, the people who are most vulnerable, and everybody else just take precautions and get back to work as best they can. Would be a good thing. Yesterday, I don't know who said it. Was it Dustin or somebody? About using the 10 aircraft carriers plus all the helicopter carriers we have and using them as hospital ships. It's an excellent idea. But I also, we don't even know. Do you know what the mortality rate is for this?
Well, the mortality rate here in the United States is 1.3%. Other countries like Italy, it's 9%, but that may have more to do with the way they count the dead and tabulate the data than it does the real situation. But the fact of the matter is that if as many people had COVID-19 as have the flu, we'd be looking at over 1 million deaths.
Well, and if it's, let's take the 1.3, let's take 2, it's easier. If 2% mortality rate, and say half of those, or more than half probably, are people like us over 60, right?
Yes.
Then you keep them at home, you know, find a way to, you know, compensate them and put everybody else back to work as quick as you can. But I was also thinking, if it really is 1.3, and I'm watching these channels, the old Westerns, I'm homebound here, and where there's an old person demographic that's watching Gunsmoke and stuff like that. And every single ad, just about, is for some sort of over-the-counter drug with some heinous side effect. And as I listen, I love listening to the disclaimers, you know, that, you know, makes your kidney fall out, it can lead to death, can lead to death. A lot of them can lead to death, right? Well, if we can put up with that, right, then you know what? How about a 1%, you know, or 1.3% mortality rate on the people that get it? You know, the government's been selling us this poison for years, and the networks have been taking the money to advertise them. And you know, now we're locking down the whole country if it is indeed that low, and if the targeted population of the people who are really at risk is so manageable, you know?
Well, there's another way of looking at this, and, you know, the deaths are a tragedy. There's no question about it. But there's also the fact that a lot of people are very sick and can't get to work. The reality is right now that the number of people who have died is greater than the number of people confirmed to have recovered. And we have those other reports coming out of China that people who have recovered from COVID-19 can re-succumb, and it's actually going to be much more serious the second time around. And
is that right?
The question here is, you know, it looks like, you know, 1.2, 1.3 doesn't look like a serious number right now. But the thing is, we don't know over the long term how this virus is going to behave.
The other thing, Mike, is the long term. And Whitney Webb wrote a good article I forwarded to you about how, what's not being said about continuation of government and all that, and the martial law stuff and the drones. And what concerns me is that we've already lost First Amendment rights. We've always lost Second Amendment rights. You know, we've already lost privacy with surveillance. We've already lost search and seizure. And now we can't assemble, you know. And I understand the reason for the not assembly, but how much more, you know, dystopian can you get when you're talking about no freedom of speech, no right to assemble, no right to firearms, no, you know, nothing. It's very scary. It's to me, that's very scary. And I wanted to bring one more point up. Maybe you brought it up yesterday, but the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which does its best to take away our First Amendment rights and probably our right to assemble as well, you know, they want to be bailed out by the government. They're so essential in taking away our First Amendment rights that they need to be bailed out by the government. I thought that was hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious.
Did you see that, Mike? Did I see that on What Really Happened?
Yeah, we did. We ran the story, and we did it on the radio show yesterday. It's just, you know, things are good, ask for more money. Things are bad, ask for more money.
Jeez, my Lord. But the fundamental loss of rights and the ease of which martial law is being... We're taking it because it's affecting just about everybody. But the ease at which government will now declare martial law, I think that the firewall has been breached and will be a much lower, the bar is much lower in calling it than it would have been before. So.
Yeah, I think you're right. And there's a lot of people out there saying the government is using this excuse to ramp up its power over the people.
As they always do, both sides of the aisle. But as they always do. Anyways, that's my take for the day. But bless you and Claire and everybody out there. And we can't fight this unless we can get back to work. There's nothing to come out of this thing. There's no civilization. And we're going to face, Mad Max and, a Mad Max kind of world in 3 months if we don't have an economy to come back to that's even salvageable by then. So
I don't think it is salvageable. I think one of the reasons they've hyped up this COVID-19 as much as they have is to be able to blame the crashing economy on it because they just couldn't keep it together much longer. And that's why I say, Trump may say we're going to have this all back running on by Easter. I don't think he can do it. And if the Senate does not pass that COVID-19 stimulus package today, I think we're going to see a bloodbath on the stock market tomorrow.
Mike, if my view of the world is that the whole federal government, the whole government structure in the United States, is there to carry out the will of the people to pay all of their bills, the 0.1%, the billionaires. And the billionaires, this bailout where they're going to give $3,000 or whatever to anybody who makes lower than 90 grand or whatever, that's simply targeted at the people that they don't want to see them bum rushed, their ivory towers. They don't want the, us rushing out of starvation and desperation and hauling them out of their limos and tar and feathering them or worse. That's part of it. The other part of it, I down the line is these guys, the billionaires, they don't want to come out and have their empires in ruins. They'll have cash, but the cash will be debased. The empire and the assets will be debased. And I think they want to come out to rule over something. And just as Trump made the decision to put them first when he, instead of coming on strong early about coronavirus, he deferred to the people who cared about the stock exchange, right? That was his number one priority. That's the government's number one priority, the rich. I think that they'll do the same thing for these guys, too. I think they'll want to put us back to work just to lower the desperation rate and to have something, the billionaires need something to come back to. That's my theory.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the phone call and for the theory here. We're going to let you go and go to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Before I get to responding to Kevin and Peter, I just want to tell you there's a million new unemployment filed in Canada. A million. That's insane. Amount of people.
I got an email earlier. It's in the letters section of the website about somebody was trying to call unemployment because they qualify, and they got a message on the phone saying the phone lines are loaded. We're not taking any more phone calls today. It's happening all across the country.
Yep, and Mike, getting to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, you do realize you can go to the store. You can go outside. You just can't gather with a whole bunch of people because you do realize you can spread it, okay? So if you get it and you don't have no symptoms, you might have mild symptoms, you might have medium or worse symptoms, but you'll give it to your mom, you'll give it to your dad, you'll give it to your sister, your brother, your friends, and that's how it spreads. That's why I got to disagree with Kevin and Peter. I always agree with Peter. I can't this time. Mike, I talked about this yesterday with the UK doing the research in the herd immunity. And
yes,
they came out to where if they did nothing, they put everybody back to work like Trump wants to do by Easter, UK alone was looking at 300,000 people dead, and the whole hospital system collapsed. Okay? So, and I want people to think about this. That's not including the people who are on respirators, right? That's not including pneumonias. That's not include. There's a wide variety of age brackets here, people. It's not just 60-year-olds. There's 50-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 40. Nobody knows their immunity. Sure, it's tracking the age more, but it's about your immunity, okay? And I'll hold over.
Yeah, I got to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back with more phone calls.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, the idea of herd immunity requires something like 80% of the population to become infected. And that's a lot of people dealing with this virus.
But if you just tell everybody to go back to work, Mike, Italy is all out of ventilators, right? And probably Spain is too. Well, New York, I watched Cuomo. FEMA has only got 400 ventilators. Cuomo said he needs 30,000 now. If everybody goes back to work, how many ventilators do you think the whole country would need?
Quite a few.
A lot, right? Yeah, those people will all be dead, right? Pretty much.
So okay, well, I'm looking. Cuomo was offered thousands of ventilators some time ago and a good price, but Cuomo passed on it. Apparently, this is a story coming out of Alex Jones.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I just heard that FEMA offered him 400, and he's obviously going to take the 400. But people need to keep that in mind. It's not just people that are the dying. It's the people who are going to get sick. There's young people who are going to have respiratory. It's a respiratory illness, and that's what people are not looking at. Yeah,
it's a viral pneumonia.
Yeah, but letting everybody go back to work. See what they're trying to do is you hear it all the time. Shorten the curve, right? Shorten the curve, because if you don't and you just let everybody go back to work, herd immunity, right? The curve would go so high, right? It would overwhelm everything. Like I said, no
yes.
ventilators, right? They have no equipment. No masks, no gowns, no nothing. You know, so that's why they're trying to do the lockdown, which would mean slow it down instead of just having it rush all the way up and then burn itself out. But either way, the economy's finished. The system is done as we know it, because if everybody stays home indefinitely, obviously it's crashing. But if this happens, if you just let herd immunity, what's going to happen to the whole system? It's dead either way, right? Like, do you think tourism will ever recover? I mean, that's finished.
Oh, it'll be years. It'll be years.
Yeah.
Globalism is not going to recover from this either.
Oh, no. I just don't see this any good way. And that 2.2 million deaths in the U.S., I'd say a million deaths would be if you do a herd immunity here, you know? And like I said, Trump should have did as soon as it in December, January, should have locked the whole country down, flights from Italy, flights from everywhere. But he took the chance because of the economy. Like, look at what's going on in Spain. I just saw new numbers, and it ain't good. It's not good at all. You know, so, I mean, either way, we're in pretty bad shape. And we just had 17 more people die today, like, from today's numbers, from yesterday, actually, in New Jersey. And we're at the beginning of this, folks. I mean, this nowhere near the peak. You know, it's just starting because they're just doing testing. That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.